Ali Muhammad Salawat. Please come forward. We'll start this English session.
Sister, please say salawat. Can you load the salawat? So, awaz so, jada karna. Once again, please say salawat all together. I request all of you, please recite Hamd al-Shifa for Brother Khalid as he has gone through the surgery. Fatiha with salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawmid din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas sirat al-mustaqim. Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim ghayril maghdubi alayhim wadh-dhalin. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad Allahu as-samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Is salawat all together. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين اللهم لعن أول ظالم ظلم حق محمد وآل محمد وآخر تابع له على ذلك من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقال مولانا أبا عبد الله الحسين عليه الصلاة والسلام صبرا بني الكرام فما الموت إلا قنطرة تعبر لكم عن البؤس والضراء إلى الجنان الواسعة والنعيم الدائمة فأيكم يكره أن ينتقل من سجن إلى قصر وما هو لأعدائكم إلا كمن ينتقل من قصر إلى سجن وعذاب صلوات In the beginning, I would like to say a condolence to all of you for the night, which is night of devotion, night of the preparation for the sacrificing, the night of great tragedy in the Karbala, the night of Shuhada, the night of Dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Final night of the martyrs of Karbala. Final night, or to say the farewell to the families of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Dear brothers and sisters, this night is the night we must try to think and consider ourselves with Imam alayhi salatu wasalam and prepare that how we can support Imam and Imamat and Wilayat in the situations like night of Ashura. Tonight I would like to go through another statement of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam in Karbala, a sermon which Imam alayhi salatu wasalam has stated during the night with his companions by saying sabran banil kiram, O great personalities, O sons of the great people, be patient. فَمَا الْمَوْتُ إِلَّا قَنْطَرَةٌ. That this death is like a bridge. From a bridge we go through the other world. تَعْبُرُ لَكُمْ عَنِ الْبُؤْسِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ إِلَى الْجِنَانِ الْوَاسِعَةِ. That it's going to give you a passage that you can go through this bridge to the other world. You are going to leave all the difficulties. You are going to have easy life after this death. So it's going to take you from the difficulties and all these sufferings, and it will take you to the paradise. The doors of paradise are open. And according to some of the narrators, during the night, Imam alayhi salatu wasalam asked his companion, "O my companion, I can open doors of heaven and you can see with your eyes." And then he has shown the places of his companion. "Here is your place, O Habib ibn Mazahir. Here is your place, O Muslim ibn Awsajah." That is how he created a conviction and yaqeen and a belief in the hearts of those companion, great companion. About them he has said that, "I found these companions as loyal companions." This loyalty, it came after all these teachings of Imam alayhi salam. He was preparing his companion that when you look at the death as it is kind of bridge. It is taking you from this difficult life to the other life, which is easy life. So when death comes easier for someone, at that time everything is easier, then he can do whatever he wants. When someone can sacrifice his life, of course that person can achieve many goals in his life. إِلَى الْجِنَانِ الْوَاسَعَ وَالنَّعِيمِ الدَّائِمَ. And this bridge is going to take you to the eternal blessings. You will reach to the eternal blessings through this death. فَأَيُّكُمْ يَكْرَهُ يَنْتَقِلَ مِنْ سِجْنٍ إِلَىٰ قَصْرٍ. Who is from you that who doesn't like to go from prison to a palace? Wouldn't like to do that? If you are in a prison and you are going to be given these good news that you are going to be free from the prison now, and you are going to enter in a palace, a great palace will be offered to you. Is there anybody who is going to hate that? Is there anybody who wouldn't like to go over there? That is the meaning which Imam al-Islam wanted to give to the people in the tents of Ashura. When you go through the martyrdom, this shahadat, it will take you straight away to the paradise, to the places which are called palaces of the paradise. Your places are reserved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved your places. Angels are waiting for you. Holy Prophet is waiting for you. As you have seen that all the martyrs, when they were close to the martyrdom at that time, they all have narrated, "We have seen Prophet, peace be upon him, with our eyes." So that is what Imam al-Islam is saying during the night. And then he said about the enemies. This is your situation, O believer. This is your situation, O companion. You will enter from the prison to the palaces. But what about the enemies? وَمَا هُوَ لِأَعْدَائِكُمْ إِلَّا كَمَنْ يَنْتَقِلُ مِنْ قَصْرٍ إِلَىٰ سِجْنٍ وَعَذَابٍ. Those people, they are your enemies. They are going like a person who is leaving his palace and he is entering the place which is prison. And he is entering to the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is going to buy chastisement and adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Imam Al-Islam has given the reference of a hadith from Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Can you please say salawat? And the quotation of this hadith is also through his father. He said, "In Abi haddathani an Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam," that my father has narrated this hadith from my grandfather. "Inna dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir." A beautiful hadith which must be recited tonight, the night of sacrificing, night of devotion. During this night, we must understand that this world is like a prison. And whosoever wants to be free from this world, he has to learn from the life of the freedom seeker, the teacher of the freedom, Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. Wa jannatul kafir, jannat is the place where the people, they enjoy the life. Enjoyment is for only people, those they are non-believers. This is not the place of enjoyment for mu'mineen. This is the place where we have to go through the trials and we have to complete our responsibilities and we have to enter to the world where we will enjoy. So that is why in English also about the grave it's been said resting place and paradise, the place where we can enjoy all types of the enjoyment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved there for the believers. Jannatul Kafir, they can enjoy, they can wait for some kind of the governments, or they want to achieve the governorship of some of the places. Of course, they have to wait for that. But you, O believer, O my companion, you are not waiting for governorship, you are not waiting for any type of the posts, you are not waiting for any kind of prizes from the Yazid, but you are waiting that you can receive the prizes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the awards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are two types of people. One, those they are looking at the rewards of this world, to achieve the awards of this world. But there are people, they are waiting to achieve the goals of the other world. A person who is always thinking that he is going to achieve the rewards of other world, of course, that is the real person who is following the path of his Imam, Chief of Shuhada. وَالْمَوْتُ جِسْرٌ. And then again, he translated that the death is a bridge. هَاُلَا إِلَىٰ جِنَانِهِمْ. For these companions, those they are enlightened towards the paradise. وَجِسْرٌ هَاُلَىٰ إِلَىٰ جَهِيمِهِمْ. Those they are enemies, it is going to take them towards hell. That is the meaning which Imam al-Islam has given and he has taught to the people in the tent. And after that, these people, they were prepared. These were the people during the night to show and demonstrate their loyalty to Imam Hussain alayhi salam. They got together in their tent. They have said, "These are our souls. Whenever you ask us, whenever you ask us, we can sacrifice ourselves, brothers and sisters." These are the great personalities, the companions of Hussain are the people, those they are important than the companions of prophets. They are important than the companions of any prophet in the past. Because Imam al-Islam, when he introduced during this night, he said that, "By God, I have not seen any companion for any of the personalities in the past, but you are the chosen personalities, chosen companions of my life." Yes, dear brothers and sisters, today the current situation would like to speak over that, that as you can see that there is a plot and conspiracy within the world, that enemies, when they have seen a victory of Islam, and during the past few months or during the past year, there was a great victory for the Islam, and those Zionists, they have failed in their plans. Today they have planned to create a sectarian violence in various places. When they have failed in their agendas, today they are trying to attack, as they have seen that this is the only entity which is Azadari, the morning of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. That is the real entity they have to attack on. So there was some of the news that some of the ulama, they went to the king of Saudi Arabia and they talked to him that we have to plan to have the day of Ashura as a celebration, because this is historical celebration. And as you have heard that some of the ulama, they started to speak about Yazid, they started to speak about the personality of Yazid, and they are bringing him up. But you can see the demonstrations of the companions and the followers of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein all over the world, how they can come against this greatest wind which is going through everywhere in the world, that the sound is one, there is one voice, all are together and united in their voices by saying Ya Hussein. Hussein is a personality who is infallible personality. How it is possible that someone can bring the first person like Yazid in front of Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam? Is it possible? That the history has proved about him. But this is a conspiracy, brothers and sisters. Don't bother that. These are the enemies of Islam. They are trying to bring these plots within our communities, to break our unity, to misguide ourselves. But we have to be careful, and we have to be wise against all these plots. And these people are, of course, this is the beginning of that plot, and it is just new. They started to think about that. I had a phone call today that there are many Muslims, they are claiming that today they have to fast, as this was the day of Ashura. It is the day of celebration. So that is something which they are putting in the minds of people. The people, they start thinking that this was a day of celebration. There is no day of celebration in the past, in the history. And fasting during the day of Ashura, it is not recommended, as those enemies of Islam and enemies of Abu Abdullah Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, on this day when they announced the victory, they have announced that everybody to thank Allah for this victory, they have to fast. And that was tradition of Bani Umayyah. And later on, some people in the different times of the Bani Umayyah and Bani Abbas, they have referred some of the ahadith about that as well. They have said that yes, of course, this was they are fasting. And some people, they have altered. Now, brothers and sisters, tomorrow is the day of mourning. Those, they think it's day of celebration, they can celebrate. But we will mourn for Abu Abdullah Hussein, as we are inheritor of Shuhada. Another thing which I would like to mention, that unity within our community. It is very important that we have to keep our unity. We have to focus on our main and important objectives. We should not think that if there is a program which is in Urdu or in Persian or in English, yes, these are important too. But if there is any cause, if unity is going to be damaged, then we have to try to establish our unity. That is most important. Living together, that is actually according to our faith. Being united, giving hands to hand, that is our aim. The main goal is this. Main goal is not if this is someone is speaking English, someone speaks Persian, or someone speaks whatever. Our languages, they don't make any difference. But we all believe same. We all believe in Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. Alhamdulillah, now we have good support in our center as well, as we have Hujjat al-Islam Muwahidi, and also Brother Hashim Alauddin, who can speak English, and all the programs they have gone through very well, and Alhamdulillah, our brothers and sisters, they have benefited from these programs, and in the future also we will benefit from these great true personalities, and especially our honorable personality Hujjat al-Islam Muwahidi, as I believe that he will be very great support for our center in the future, inshallah, and community in large will benefit from his presence. But brothers and sisters, that is one of the important things, that again our focus must be that we live as together, and a multicultural society and Islamic society. We have to develop an Islamic society, not an Asian society, not an Iranian society, not an English society. Maybe someone can speak less, but still we have to look at our aims and objectives. Maybe someone has a different accent. We should not look at the accents, we should not look at the languages, but we should look at the important thing, that how we can achieve our unity. That is the important thing. Those people, they have some type of the objections. These people, they have to be careful that if any thing which is going to cause conflict within our community, that is a greatest sin, and they have to avoid from that. Any action that can create conflict between our community, that is greatest sin today, brothers and sisters. So we can say Khamina Irahabar as well. Can you say Takbir once again? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Khamina Irahabar. Please say Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad rajul Qadr. And third and important thing which I would like to request to the ladies, those they are participating in our center. This is your center, of course, but just think that this is center belong to Hazrat Zahra Salamullah Alayha. This center is belong to Hazrat Zainab, and tonight let us commit before that lady who is the daughter of Hazrat Sayyida. Let us submit before her and say that, oh great lady, you have struggled in your life. We are result of your movement. It perspective, we are part of the movement. O sisters, while you are in this center and elsewhere, wherever we are, we have to be Muslim first. We believe in Islam and we must practice Islam. Demonstrating Islamic values is one of the jihad. This is something we must learn from this center. This is something we must learn during our sessions of Ashura. We come here and just leave and go back. It is not going to change anything, brothers and sisters. Let us look during the night of Ashura how Imam Al-Islam is preparing for hijab. As he asked that, can you dig outside the tents? The people, enemies, they cannot attack on the tents. And he was preparing. Then he asked from the companions that, can you make those tents close to the tents of the ladies? That you can surround all the tents of the ladies. That is how our Imam al-Salam is teaching to the people. This is an important duty, sisters. While you come in the center, as many other people, they are also participating. Hijab is collective duty and it is individual duty as well. There are two parts of this hijab. One is duty for everybody. It's individually wajib for everybody. And it is wajib collectively as well. Because it creates corruption within the society. So that is why we have to secure our society. If because of me or because of anybody, society is going to be corrupt, then we are making a greater sin. Let's say salam tonight again to our Imam alayhi salatu wassalam. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. As we have gone through all these 9 days and tonight this night of Ashura, every day we did weep, but tonight is special night, brothers and sisters. When we say salam tonight, we must remember that tonight our Imam is with the companions sometimes. Sometimes he is with the family. Once he came into the tent of his sister, Hazrat Zainab, and he started to speak to her, "Oh my sister, this is final night, this is night of farewell. Tonight when you say salam to Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, say on behalf of Zainab, as he was saying, As-salamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah al-Hussein." As I remembered yesterday Abu al-Fadl Abbas, tonight also I would like to remember that great personality, that flag holder of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. When he came down from the horse, at that time Abu Abdullah al-Hussein walked towards the body of Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas. He came close to the body. He sat down. He took the head of Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas in his left. And you know, there was an arrow in the eyes of Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas. He took that arrow out. And then he started to wipe the eyes of Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas. You know, when he wiped off, then Abbas started to look at Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. While he was looking and he was weeping as well.
When Imam Hussein saw the drops in the eyes of Abul Fadl al-Abbas, he asked him, "O Abbas, why you are weeping at this time? What is the reason?" You know what Abbas has said? He said, "Mawla, Ya Hussein, at this moment I can see you lonely, there is nobody with you." "Ya Hussein, when I see you, I can remember that after a while you will be martyred as well." And then after a few minutes, Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas died and he left this world. You know, this lonely body which was remaining in Karbala, Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to take the body, but because it was so wounded and injured, its two hands were chopped. That is why Imam alayhi salatu wasalam didn't want to take this body. This body, it was remaining in the field of Karbala. He held the alam and he started to walk towards the tents. You know, when he came close to the tents, a lady came outside from the tents, that was Sakina. She came close to Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, and you know what she asked? There was a question she asked. She said, "Oh, my father, where is my uncle Abbas? I don't know how Imam Hussein has replied to Hazrat Sakina. What did he say? Where is Abbas?" Well, he could say to this 4 years old Sakina, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un wa sayalamu alladheena zalamu ayyamun qalbi yanqalibun. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طبيعا."